Sparks are flying over a new advisory panel appointed by the National Academies of Science. The panel's job is to study the practice of dumping coal plant waste into old mine sites. But critics say too many panel members have financial ties to the industry under review. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
After coal is burned in power plants, what's left is a concentrated ash full of metals and other potentially hazardous remnants. One way the industry disposes of this ash is by dumping it into mine pits. James Rower heads a utility mining trade group that backs the process. He says it helps restore or reclaim the land.
Viewed in that context, I think that there's every reason to encourage the increase of this practice in an environmentally sound and beneficial manner.
Whether or not it is environmentally sound is a point of contention. Environmentalists and citizen action groups point to examples of mine waste polluting groundwater and eventually drinking water. Now it's up to a new panel just named by the National Academies of Science and meeting for the first time this week to study the evidence.
We believe that if the wastes are truly safe, this panel should be completely objective, and the facts will bear out whatever the truth is.
That's Lisa Marcuzzi, a citizen activist from Jefferson City, Pennsylvania, a town 12 miles from Pittsburgh. She has a very personal interest in the work of the panel. She says her city's water source has been polluted by mine waste. The problem, she argues, is that many members appointed to the panel have a clear conflict of interest. 6 of 13, she points out, have either been paid by or consult for electric utilities or mining companies.
If someone has an obvious bias, which 6 of the members do, we would ask that they would recluse themselves or they would ask other members to be seated on that panel.
Marcuzzi is not alone. Her grassroots group has joined with 44 environmental organizations seeking the removal of certain members from the panel. They argue the academy is violating federal policy, which prohibits people with financial conflicts of interest from serving on advisory panels. All this is much ado about nothing, according to the utility waste trade group's James Rower. He says what the environmentalists don't acknowledge is that there are also panel members whose backgrounds are steeped in ecology and protection of natural resources.
We think that the National Academy of Sciences has done a great job at attempting to balance the views and the positions of individuals on this panel. They have technical expertise, they have the scientific discipline to allow them to look at these issues, to look at the questions, to look at data, to make an informed, scientific, rational decision.
The National Academies conducted an initial vetting process to filter out candidates with clear bias, but activist Lisa Marcuzzi says the Academy's process has fallen short, particularly when it comes to the appointment of one member, Washington attorney Ed Green, who's long represented the mining industry.
I do not believe that he should have a place on this committee because he is biased. He is against all regulatory controls for environmental purposes that might be a financial burden to his company.
Or rather, the companies he represents. Ed Green told NPR he'd be willing to talk about his role on the panel, but National Academy's policy forbids him from giving interviews. The Academy's Bill Carney says his organization is reviewing the environmentalists' concerns.
We've received these letters from the outside groups. The questions they raise will be given consideration as we review these committee members' potential for conflict of interest.
As it stands, the panel makeup, announced 30 days ago, is considered provisional. Just yesterday afternoon, the members were asked to fill out conflict of interest disclosures. These will be evaluated over the next few days, and members may be removed or added. Carney says eliminating bias entirely is impossible, given that individuals with the skills needed to evaluate the practice often have close ties to one side or the other. In the end, he says what's important is trust in the process. By the time the panel concludes its work, he explains it will have one consensus report, one that hopefully reflects a balance of the competing viewpoints of the many members. Alice Naubry, NPR News, Washington.